from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
Pittsburgh was good for me all the way around. I never miss a beat.
I was born and raised in Belle Suver.
Money don't make a happy man.
I wasn't born in
a happy man can go and make some money.
The fact that we had to go to black schools, couldn't eat in a restaurant.
And I shine with my mind, and I stay on my grind.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Darnell Drury, age 43 at the time of this interview.
The person I became today, I would have to think back to my childhood. I grew up in a family of 12 right here on the West End in Chartier City and Sheridan as well. And being the fifth child of 12 children, it's kind of tough to be the middle child. You got to find your space. The oldest child, they have all the authority, and the youngest child get all the attention. So being the middle child, I think that's why I'm pretty loud and pretty open and out there, because it was always that thing where you had to find your voice, you had to find your space, you had to make yourself be heard. And so growing up in that space and having the parents that we had, and growing up as a Christian, as a preacher's kid, was very interesting. We had a loving mother and father. They were wonderful. Now, my father passed 12 years ago. My mother is still alive, 73 years old, and she does great things, has 30 grandchildren. I just think the love that we had and the faith that was given, that was implanted into us, was the most important things that we could have come out of our life with. I was inspired by my father. He was a very strong man. He was a very serious man. My father was a friendly man, but he definitely showed that he was not our friend. And that was one of the things that inspired me to assure and understand authority, understand position, understand place. So when I have someone that is authority over me, that I respect that authority. And so my father was a great inspiration. And certainly he was the one that held down the authority figure as far as discipline, as far as how we believe and what we believe and the type of faith that we hold. I would say my father was the greatest influence in my life and who I respect the most. Because the way my mother disciplined us, the way my mother had us love each other and respect each other and stay connected with each other, is the reason why we are so close today. The 12 of us, we're all still living, and we're all older than 30 years old now, and we're all very close. I was blessed to have the opportunity right out of high school, and actually while I was in high school, working with my father at the Jubilee Kitchen and experiencing what people were going through as homeless people and people that were actually worse off than us. If you talk to my brothers and sisters about our childhood, they often talk about how difficult it was. But I think the lesson learned is, if you don't get a lesson out of what you've been through, you're going to continue to stay in that struggle. One time I was out in the streets, and this was, you know, I got away from doing the things that I was raised to do and being the person that I was raised to be, going to clubs. And one evening I went to a club and I got jumped, and it turned out to be the worst club night that I ever had in my life. My cousin and my brother and I, we got jumped by a group of people in the neighborhood, and they even threatened to kill me, but they caught me and I had money in my pocket. So what they did was took the money in my pocket and ran. Sometimes I often feel like that money in my pocket was the thing that saved my life, but most important, that it was not my time to go. That being the worst point of my life was also the best point of my life, because it changed my life and it made me wake up to realize what I was doing wrong and I needed to get back on track to do the right things. So a lot of things that I did not appreciate when I was a child are the very things that help me help others today. I need the old. I am a reverend and a singer at Mount Airy Baptist Church over in East Liberty. The pastor is Pastor William Curtis.
Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee.
And then I am a community business owner and community activist. But I often tell people when they ask me, what do I do for a living? I say, I do whatever God asks me to do. Someone's always doing worse. What can I do to help them? Even if I feel that I'm doing bad, there's something in me that I can help somebody else that's doing worse than me. And so working at Jubilee Kitchen pushed me to working at Western Psych, working with people with mental health disorders, and then from there working at the Center for Victims of Violence and Crime. We create an organization that is called the Shine Awards. I'm co-founder with my wife, and the Shine Awards is to recognize and identify positive things that young people are doing, because we see in the media that young people are always negative and they always demonize young people. And we know that there are great young people out in our world and in our communities. And we want to recognize and identify those young people and reward them. So we have something called the Shine Awards, and it's much like the Grammys, the Emmys, the BET Awards. We bring in celebrities. We pick up the kids in limousines. It's a red carpet event. What we want to do is we just want to change the branding of young people. That young people are branded right now as just negative people. And we want to change that branding. We want to allow our country and our world to start looking at young people as bright lights, shining stars, great examples in our communities. The advice that I have for young men, and especially African-American young men, is to know who you want to be. So if I want to be something great, my actions must be great. If I want to be a doctor, my actions and all of my activities must go towards that being. You have to really tap into, what do I want to become? Who do I want to be? And we see a lot of people become things that we don't want to be. I don't want to be in a grave. I don't want to be in jail. I don't want to be someone who is homeless. So I have to make my actions and all of my steps towards, what do I want to be? And you have to become what God has created you to become.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Spencer Jackson and Dorian Butler. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at slbradio.org.